Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Full forecast details are coming up. According to the latest report from Wisconsin Emergency Management, the storms that dumped heavy rain on the area July 11th and 12th caused more than $3.9 million in damage to public infrastructure in Racine County and over $1.7 million in damage in Kenosha County. Those figures only include damage to roads, bridges, and other infrastructure. According to the report, the flooding affected more than 2,300 homes in Racine County, with 60 of those homes sustaining major damage and one listed as destroyed. In Kenosha County, 1,300 homes were affected, 14 with major damage. Businesses were not spared, with 16 businesses in Racine County affected by the floodwaters, 6 with major damage. In Kenosha County, 4 businesses were affected, although none of the damage was listed as major. More rain is in the forecast for midweek for southeast Wisconsin. One of the items on tonight's 6:30 meeting of the Mount Pleasant Village Board, aside from once again trying to fill vacant trustee seat number 5, is a conditional use permit request by Supermix to build a 5,200-square-foot repair and salvage facility along the East Frontage Road and a 33,000-square-foot salvage yard. Community Development Director Sam Schultz told the Village Plan Commission the site is currently outside the Racine Water and Wastewater Service Area, but fire safety codes are still the rule.
That is what has prevented larger scale development in the southwest corner of the village, even though it is directly adjacent to the interstate. It is in the Des Plaines watershed, and therefore bringing water would take an act by the state government and approval by the state DNR. It's a long, drawn-out process. That's why it hasn't gotten out there yet, also due to expense.
Schultz noted that a small building like this request could run off a well system, but a larger structure would present problems. The Plan Commission voted 3-2 in favor of the conditional use, which is up tonight before the full Village Board. The Village Board will receive a joint park update on the results of Krautfest and the music and a movie program this summer, among other things. Superintendent Jim Swoboda will offer the same information he gave last week to the Caledonia Village Board. Krautfest was attended by almost 9,500 people and raised some money to help the park once all the bills were accounted for.
But we were able to get the park back $3,500, which I think is pretty good. It still leaves the Krautfest committee a couple thousand dollars to work with starting for next year. And they've already started planning for 2018. They think giving a whole year to be able to actually plan and really concentrate on sponsorship and get more of the community involved, I think is actually going to be a benefit. And moving forward, I'd like to see the villages even more involved.
As for Movie in the Park, Swoboda called it very successful, with almost 400 people attending, generating about $1,000 and leading to plans to hold more. The Caledonia Village Board recently approved an amendment to the contract with John's Disposal Service for solid waste collection with a new cart collection program. Administrator Tom Christensen explained this is the third contract amendment.
The highlights are we're extending the contract out to 2024. Through 2018, the garbage charges will not change. They will remain the same. Then they'll be subject to the same CPI increase that they've been in the past. The 4 pickups per year, $35 per additional pickup above and beyond the 4, no change in price through 2018.
The Caledonia Board approved the cart system earlier with the same company that started out providing village recycling services. Add this to the list of where to find orange barrels and signs posted for road projects in southeast Wisconsin. Part of Kenosha County's Highway H and Bain Station Road roundabout reconstruction project calls for that intersection to close at 8:30 tomorrow morning. Phase 1 to replace the current four-way stop will go through mid to late August and include removal of trees and the current pavement, public and private utility locations, and closure to through traffic for the duration. In addition to the installation of a roundabout, the project includes construction of curb and gutter, installation of storm sewer and street lighting, as well as the addition of concrete sidewalks and bicycle lanes. So you're driving along a street or highway in southeast Wisconsin and suddenly coming in your lane of travel from the opposite direction is another vehicle. Or you're on a one-way street and here comes somebody going the wrong way. Wisconsin State Patrol Sergeant David Harvey says data shows the best way to avoid an accident in cases like this involves moving to the right.
If you see a wrong-way driver headed toward you, you'll most often want to move to the right and slow down. Once you've avoided danger, pull over, call 911, and provide as much detailed information as possible.
Sergeant Harvey notes that wrong-way drivers on the interstate are many times more dangerous. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.